You found it. Your number one place for free English lessons on the internet. Learn American English with this guy. Don't forget to leave a 5-star review if this podcast improves your English. And now, here's your host, this guy.
I don't know about you, but I find English to be super confusing. There is no rhyme or reason for the rules of English. You might follow a rule 9 out of 10 times, but that 10th time, it's like really weird. And in today's podcast, what I would like to do is talk about 17 pairs of irregular nouns. And when I say irregular nouns, that means you have the singular of something, which is only one. And then when you put it into its plural form, where there is more than one, it doesn't follow the typical rule of adding an S or adding an ES. Before we get too far, I would like to thank Omran. He is a channel member from the United Arab Emirates. He is originally from Syria, and this was his idea. So this will probably come out in video form eventually, but I wanted to practice a little with the podcast and do a strictly podcast edition of this lesson. So here we go. I have 17 of these for you. They start off pretty easy, and then they will end really complicated. How about that? So the first one, the first two actually are very common. The first three are actually pretty common, and they deal with people. So you might have one man, but you would have two men. And I think a lot of English learners know these. It would sound really odd to say men's to a native English speaker. So let's look at this first sentence I have for you. Well, you can't look at it. I can look at it, but you can only hear it because this is a podcast. The men gathered in the conference room to discuss the upcoming project. The men gathered in the conference room to discuss the upcoming project. With men, you have women. So one woman, two or more women. The women organized a charity event to raise funds for a local shelter. We have the adults. What about the kids? You have one kid, two kids. That's fine. But what if you say child? And when I was younger, there would be some people that would say, hey, you can't say kid for people. Those are young goats. Yeah, even baby goats are called kids. But in 2023, or maybe 2024, or 2025, whenever you are listening to this podcast, you can use kid for little people. But if you want to be a little bit more polite, a little bit more formal, you might use child. Well, that's fine if there's one child, but there isn't two childs. No, for some reason, that changes to children. The children played happily in the park, enjoying the sunny weather. It's not really sunny. While I'm recording this podcast, it's actually quite rainy. But I will read that sentence again because it sounds nice. The children played happily in the park, enjoying the sunny weather. How about this one? You probably have this somewhere in your mouth, hopefully more than one, but maybe if you only have one of these, we would simply call it a tooth. He has a tooth in his mouth. Well, that would be pretty hard to eat anything, right? Hopefully you have more than one tooth, but they're not tooths. That's hard to say anyway, so they're not tooths. They are teeth. And hopefully you visit the dentist every so often. At least here in the United States, they recommend that you go visit a dentist every 6 months. which I try to do. So I need to visit the dentist because I have a toothache and my teeth need a checkup. So every 6 months, I go to the dentist, luckily. So try to go there if you can afford it. It can be rather expensive. Luckily, I have insurance. These are two things that you also might have on your body, but a little bit lower. So how about 1 foot? But it's not 2 feet or foots. It's just feet. No S on the end. 1 foot, 2 feet. I think it's, what other animals in English have feet? I think it might only be humans. Even some of the other primates, I think you would say that they have paws, like monkeys and orangutans and gorillas. I'm not sure. Maybe feet. Maybe feet. Oh, what about a centipede or a millipede? Those are little bugs that have lots of little legs. But I don't know if he would say that they have feet. So humans, I do know, have feet. Hopefully you have two, at least two. Maybe if you have three or four, that would be better, but at least two. So 1 foot, 2 feet. She walked 4 miles and her feet were sore and tired by the end of the day. What about this one? Couple animals here. The animals in English are really weird. You can have one mouse. One mouse. Hopefully you don't have any mice in your house. House. I have one house. I have two houses. I don't. I just have one. One house, two houses. One mouse, two mice. That makes no sense. What is going on there? But one mouse, two mice, and you know who loves mice? Cats. Cats is a regular noun, luckily. But the cat chased after the mice that were scurrying across the floor. Have you heard that verb before? Scurrying. Mice scurry. When you think of them running, think of scurrying. It's a really good verb to know. People could do it. Maybe you have a lot of things to do on a Saturday morning. Maybe you have to go from store to store to get a bunch of things. You could say, oh, I was scurrying around town this morning. I had to visit so many stores. How about this one though? We just talked about a mouse. There's also another animal called moose. My state of Maine is famous for moose. We do have a lot of moose up in the northern part of my state. If you heard the podcast I was on, a little shout out to American English Podcast, Shauna there, I did talk about a day when a moose visited my elementary school playground. Unfortunately, I was sick that day, but one moose, two moose, it doesn't change. What the heck is up with that? One moose, two moose. I have two sentences here for you. We saw the large moose walking through the woods. And to be honest, in that sentence, there could be one moose or there could be 100 moose in the woods. You don't really know. So in this next sentence, I did want to make it plural. So the group of moose were walking through the woods. Now, technically in that sentence, the subject is group of moose. Comes in a prepositional phrase, but that's not important. At least in that sentence, you know there are more than one moose walking through the woods. Here's another weird animal. Goose. One goose, two geese. It's so weird, right? One goose, two geese, one mouse, two meese. Doesn't make any sense. No, it's two mice. So geese. Ooh, Canadian. Every time I am teaching English and I think of Canadian things, of course, I think of Bob the Canadian. Shout out to Bob the Canadian. So one goose, those are birds that make a lot of noise, but you rarely ever see just one goose. There are usually geese in a pond. How about this? We spotted a flock of geese flying in a V-shaped formation across the sky. Yeah, they often do that. Where I live, if there are any geese, we don't have many. Canada has way more. But sometimes in the fall, you will hear them flying overhead, making their honking noises. Yeah, I like hearing it. We don't have many geese where I live, but I can imagine if you live in a place where there are a lot of geese, it would probably be pretty annoying. Well, look at that. You made it to the end of another podcast, but that doesn't mean your English learning has to end right now. Take a look at another podcast. I have probably over 700 for you. Thanks so much for listening. Keep up the good work.